I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's March, and the madness has begun in college basketball. NPR's Tony Cox spoke to New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden about his picks and who might be the last team standing. Yesterday, the dance, as it's called by fans of the sport, started with a bang.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness!
The Field of 64 officially got underway last night, opening night of the NCAA tournament. So let's look ahead at the brackets. As they say, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Well, Tony, this is, I had retired from the bracket racket. But then, you know, last year was kind of exciting with George Mason. And I decided to kind of this year to kind of get back into it. So,
all right, so let's take them section by section. Looking at the Midwest, who's coming out of the Midwest?
That's Florida. I like Florida. You know, in college, but you know, Florida is very rare in that they've got two junior kids who are really exceptional players in Noah and in Horford. It's very rare that you've got two kids who are that good who are juniors. I mean, you know, most of the time they're gone after their first year. And Florida has a very talented team. I mean, these guys have been playing together for 3 years. So I really like Florida.
All right. So let's move on to the West bracket. Who do you like coming out of the West?
You know, I like like UCLA. Some people are like looking at Duke and all that and say, no way, can't happen. You know,
okay.
I like UCLA. I mean, Howland was close. And I like him kind of sneaking through.
All right. In the East?
I like Georgetown.
Georgetown.
I like Georgetown. I mean, there's just too many. It was so haunting the other day to see John Thompson III coaching Patrick Ewing's son with Ewing in the background and John Thompson in the background. It was just such a haunting scene. And I said, well, you know, I think this is a year. And also, Georgetown happens to be very good.
Yeah, they are good. All right, in the South.
I like Memphis.
Memphis.
I like Memphis. I like, you know. You know, Calipari, man, just because I just love great interviews. You know,
interviews are not going to win the game, Bill Roden.
Man, listen, man, it'll win my game.
All right, so those are your final four. Now, I've got Florida, so I agree with you there. My heart tells me UCLA because I'm an alum, but my head tells me Kansas. Ohio State, I kind of like them coming back to the final four. The one that I couldn't decide on is in the East because I think it's a toss-up between Georgetown and North Carolina, even Washington State, which is a really tough team. So we'll have to see. Who do you like going all the way? You think Florida will repeat?
You know, if Florida and Georgetown play, I'm going to take Georgetown. But I like Florida. I mean, barring any injury, I like Florida. Unless they play Georgetown for the championship, not like Georgetown. I like Georgetown. Matter of fact, let's just be unequivocal about this.
All right,
I like Georgetown.
You like Georgetown, but you think Florida's going to win.
Yeah.
All right, I got that. All right.
This is a heart and soul kind of thing.
That's what always happens at March Madness. Let me ask you another question, because the NBA's eligibility rule not allowing kids to jump from high school straight to the NBA has had an impact this year, hasn't it? I mean, would Ohio State's Greg Oden, for example, even be playing for the Buckeyes had the NBA not instituted that rule?
Oden would be sitting on somebody's bench now, just getting ready to kind of wind into shape. He'd be one of those guys, somebody's bench that you see hovering around. You know, he'd be getting some time.
Right.
But basically, he'd be like sort of the project who, you know, gets in a garbage time and that kind of stuff. Durant at Texas,
right,
another kid who'd be, you know, sitting somewhere. And it's funny you mentioned Tony. I mean, as a libertarian, I don't like the rule. I think that you should be able to work whenever you're able to work. So I didn't necessarily like the NBA saying you got to go to college. But I must tell you, just from a pure spectator's point of view, the level of ball has just been elevated, and the level of conversation has been elevated by these kind of kids in college basketball, and it's only going to get better as you start getting these really top notch kids spending 1-2 years in college.
So the NCAA should send a thank you card to
NBA
Commissioner Stern.
That's right.
Here's something else I want to mention to you before we get out of here, and that is I noticed this week when FAMU, Florida A&M, an historically black college in Tallahassee, faced Niagara for the final spot in the tournament, and they lost. But now, when has an HBCU done well in the tournament? I mean, ever?
No, not really. I mean, you know, a few years ago, Hampton beat, I believe it was Iowa State in a big upset. You know, it was a huge upset. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Tony. You know, I went to a historically black college in the 60s. And every time I see these kind of things, I get not angry, but I just remember a time when your historically black colleges in basketball and football had all, I mean, they had all the great black athletes because, you know, the white schools just wouldn't let them in. And, you know, now people kind of joke about, oh, yeah, flam you and all that. But there was a time, man, when those schools would be scared to death to play Florida A&M and Tennessee State and those schools because they had all the great black athletes. But, you know, things change and, you know, you integrate and you kind of get what you ask for.
Well, it is kind of an irony, isn't it, that the black schools with a so-called black man's game are not able to compete any longer because they can't draw the kids that they need.
Expropriation.
It's an interesting situation. All right, yeah. We're going to keep our eye on March Madness. Bill Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. Okay, Bill, we'll see how your bracket does.
See you down the road.
That was New York Times columnist William C. Roden speaking with NPR's Tony Cox.